Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina here. And, Greg, last week we talked offense and went through the five major position groups there. This week is defensive ends to start with. Tamon Fox, a redshirt freshman that played a little bit last year before getting hurt, he'll be a guy Carolina will count on, but Dwan Drennan, Malik Carney are the big names at this position. Your take?
Right, and the reason Fox actually played early last year was because they had so many injuries at defensive end. And, of course, he got hurt early, allowed him to redshirt, even though he did get some playing time. But he was a highly touted kid coming in. Malik Carney is a guy that's kind of been under the radar, but he really had a breakout year last season. It really seemed to kind of nail down that weak side defensive end spot. And then, of course, Dwan Drennan's another guy that has been injured. He missed most of last year with a couple different injuries. And so Tyler Powell and Mikey Bart really kind of controlled the strong side defensive end position. Bart has graduated, but you've got a pretty good two deep there with Tyler Powell and Dwan Drennan on one side, Carney and Fox on the other. And then, of course, you've got a true freshman in Jake Lawler, who's a pretty big defensive end recruit from North Carolina. He came in early, so he's been able to work with the team. He should be big enough, physique-wise, to be able to contribute immediately. And North Carolina, you know, defensive end has been a weak spot for the defense last couple of years. They finally have some good talented depth, and that's what they're going to need for this defense to really be the strength of the team.
Tomorrow we'll look at the defensive tackles.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.